This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives voted to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans Monday. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future. The president last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. The House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. He said he rejected it because he wanted to overturn liability protections for social media companies unrelated to national security. And he opposed a provision to rename military bases named after generals who fought for the pro-slavery Confederacy during the Civil War. The House vote leaves the measure's fate to the Republican-led Senate, where a final vote is expected this week. If the Senate seconds the House action, it would be the first veto override of President Trump's presidency. U.S. investigators say the main suspect in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, Christmas Day bombing was not on their radar. Now they're working to determine the motive in the explosion that injured three people. Investigators identified the suspect as 63-year-old Anthony Warner on Sunday, saying he killed himself when he blew up a motorhome in downtown Nashville. Investigators used DNA and other evidence, such as locating the vehicle ID number and tips from the public, to link Warner to the explosion. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden held a news conference on Monday in which he said many of the country's security agencies had been, quote, hollowed out under President Trump. He also said the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration is an irresponsibility. The president-elect said his team has faced roadblocks from leadership at the Defense Department, as well as the Office of Management and Budget. Those working for President-elect Biden only began meeting with the current administration at the end of November. President Trump has refused to concede defeat. After Biden's team said they had met resistance to requests for information from the Pentagon officials earlier this month, the Pentagon did push back. A senior defense official last week said the Pentagon had conducted 163 interviews and 181 requests for information, and that it would continue to provide information in meetings. But President-elect Biden reiterated his team's concerns on Monday. A huge U.S. study of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is underway. This as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Doses of one vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech and another made by Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical so there are enough shots for the country and the world. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shot, a different kind. Still, others are in the pipeline. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if its one-dose option works, and Britain is considering greenlighting an AstraZeneca shot. A study by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has revealed Britain must vaccinate 2 million people a week to avoid a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. The study said the most stringent intervention scenario with Tier 4 restrictions England-wide plus 2 million vaccinated per week was the only thing considered. That would reduce peak ICU burden below the levels seen during the first wave. The study has yet to be peer-reviewed. Cuba announced Monday it would allow fewer flights from the United States and several other countries beginning January 1st. The restrictions are due to a surge in coronavirus cases since opening its airports in November. Mexico, Panama, the Bahamas, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are also on the list. Afghan officials say the government has decided to hold the second round of peace negotiations with the Taliban in Doha. That's the same place where the first round was held. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.